I want to thank the chairs for bringing this very, very important conversation back to the forefront, where it's been dormant for a number of years. And I just want to be able to say just a few things, that how important it is that we have this conversation and that we take steps to be able to do what needs to be done to support the work of the men and women who every day go in our communities and protect and serve us. Our EMS folks, our fire and response folks, it's important that we provide them with the tools to be able to do the job well, which they do now, but we need to always evolve with the times, but also being able to take steps to be able to recruit individuals, men and women who we need to have part of the conversation, who need to be part of the services that we provide. That to me is very, very important, and we need to take additional steps to be able to make sure that we accomplish that. So thank my colleagues for being here and supporting this particular program. I look forward to the conversation that's going to take place over the next several weeks and many months to allow us to be able to bring to fruition some of the things that I think are desperately needed here in this Commonwealth. And I look forward and I'm very proud to be a part and to be able to stand with the men and women who are behind me.